Alright. Hey, what's up? I'm Nate. This is Nate from National Rock Review. I'm here with AP and Brian from Gemini Syndrome.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hello.
So, you guys just released a new album, Lux, right? And you've been touring on that since basically all year?
Well, Lux came out
September
10th. And we left, we started this tour on the 15th. So, the album came out and we immediately got on the road to start to support it.
So have you noticed the album taking like hold of the crowds more as it's been out longer?
Absolutely, yeah. Everyone's been into it. We've had a lot of positive feedback. You know, it was a long time in the making and people seem happy to finally have it in their grasp.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So you just did a video for Stardust. Can you, like, how was that process? Is that pretty cool?
Well, the we put out a lyric video for Stardust,
right.
which has some subtle live content on there. You'll notice a lot of like live footage from festivals and some of the larger shows superimposed with all the creepy graphics and the sound waves and all the.
What festivals have you guys played on this tour so far?
On this tour so far, Aftershock.
Couple more. I don't remember the name actually.
We've played about three festivals,
so you guys
and they've all been really good.
Has been a pretty like grueling tour, like one stop every day basically, or.
I mean, it's day after day after day. It's a good tour. It's a good tour. No time to breathe.
Very cool. So, what influenced your songwriting on this album? Because there's a lot of mystical references in the lyrics.
We played a lot of live shows before we got in the studio to record, so
okay.
Getting in the studio was a real, was the accumulation of all of our touring and our first chance to really work together as a group and put something out there that was, a combination of the collective. All of us putting everything into there, and you know, we got to work with Kevin Churko, who is a great producer, and we would be really honored to get to work with him again.
Yeah. So, what you guys have gone through some lineup changes recently? Is
nope.
This correct?
No.
No. Okay, I thought I was reading your bio, and there was something in there about you guys. The frontman is the old frontman from OTAP.
I mean. Aaron was, previously to being in the band, he was a guitar player for OTAP.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, okay.
That was years ago.
The only issue we had with our lineup was when I had to go back in Europe, because I had some passport issue to take care of, and I couldn't do it from the US because I'm not from Europe.
Right.
I left for two months.
Yeah. But it was never. He was gone for a couple months.
I was gonna have some substitute, but.
But not. Yeah.
It's not like a change of lineup or something. Like
right.
That.
And you're from Italy, right?
I'm from from Italy.
So, is that something that you don't mind talking about, the passport issues? Like it was just like.
No,
general,
I don't
like,
care, man.
Just general like general
it's
passport
stupid
bullshit.
Stupid issues. You have to renew your passport. You know,
America doesn't make it easy to come in, whether you're from Mexico or whether you're from fucking Italy.
There are some papers you have to take care of that you cannot do it from the U.S. You have to go back to your country and do it. And
there's just people look at immigration as like mostly a Mexican-American thing, but the reality of it is like if you want to come here from anywhere,
You gotta. You're an immigrant.
I'm just taking care of myself. I don't want to be kicked out from the country and from my band. I mean, we work hard.
Yeah, so. For sure. So, you got to, right? You
and I want to be. I'm not an outlaw. I want to follow the law. I don't want to have any problem because we always travel. I have to be.
And all the paperwork
everything has to be.
No issues. So, what songs in the album are we most proud of, and why?
All of them.
All of them equally.
Yeah. There's like any special songs that stick out that you guys like enjoy playing more?
Well, the idea of the album was to be not necessarily a concept album, but the idea is that listening to it 1 through 12, you know, you go through an entire...
emotional journey.
Yeah, it is a journey.
It's like I call them like Dark Side of the Moon albums, right?
Yeah.
Like, you listen to Dark Side of the Moon and you get like this overwhelming feeling of completion after the album's done.
The one big thing I'm really proud about our record is that every song has a different story, every song has a different feeling, every song has a different mood, and it's not like listen to the same riff over and over and over. So we made this happen, and I know it's not simple. It's really difficult, and I'm really proud. I think we can make this happen again, because it's not an easy thing to do for any band.
So when you guys arranged the album, did you try to arrange it so that like the emotions were connecting into each other?
Well, the idea is that every song, the song of 12 revolves around like a clock, 12 points of a clock, and every song that is opposite of each other on that wheel is opposite in
the
its
emotion.
Meaning.
Okay.
So you have pleasure and pain at the top, which is about uniting the duality and uniting each other and uniting yourself, when opposite of that on the bottom is left of me, which is literally about two people ripping apart, separating. You have at 3 o'clock, you have resurrection, which is about, you know, rising from the ashes and being reborn, and opposite of that is Babylon, which is about the collective mental illness of society and society collapsing and falling. Yeah. So every song, when you travel around, each song evolves into the next song, but then also
with its kind of like that. It goes Gemini. Up. It's kind of like the Gemini idea, right?
Yeah, it goes full circle.
And
when you're done at 12, you end up at 1 again.
In a songwriting point of view, it's like for every song, everyone has put his feeling on the song. It's not like we don't sit down and say, "Hey, let's play this like this."
Right.
We know how this is gonna. It has to be. To be work out, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's the mood you have to get from your song, and we all try to get it. We are all, but there is not really a conversation about it. Just that.
I got you. So you guys are the underlying percussion and bass that drives the rhythm of the band.
Right? Rhythm section.
So what influences did you have growing up that you think might contribute to the style of the music on this album?
I mean, if I have to talk about my influences, I mean, it's pretty clear that Cliff Burton from Metallica.
Okay.
Is one of my biggest.
And it's hard for that not to be, right?
Yeah, I mean.
Metallica's.
I mean, man.
It's fucking Metallica.
Cliff Burton was one of the first one bass player using distortion every time, wah-wah, and the feeling. The simplicity and the, I don't know, just the feeling.
I've always tried to be a very, what I like to call a melodic drummer, and contribute to the song equally as a musical entity, not so, in addition to, you know, keeping the foundation and the rhythm and being a part of the rhythm section. I try to add a musical element to it that comes. I mean, when I was a teenager, I was very much into classical music, you know, just in the way my journey went, you know, and I was very much into modern contemporary stuff like Béla Bartók, Samuel Herman, Gustav Holst, you know, Samuel Barber, like stuff that was very cutting edge. You know, in the late 1900s, and in the early, I'm sorry, in the late 1800s, and
early
19th century is what I meant to say.
Right.
So a lot of that stuff is I look at like what the entire pit orchestra percussion does, you know, in support of a musical piece, and I try, you know, I'm limited to my cymbals and my toms and my kick and my snare. You know, and I try to use those with the idea of composition and
try to fill the expanse of music.
Absolutely. And, you know, playing with AP, you know, he's the most, you know, melodic, expressive bass player that I can name, you know.
Thank you, Brian.
You're very welcome, AP.
Thank you, guys. So this is a big news for me, so
you heard it first.
Yeah, you heard it first, so thank you.
I mean, yeah, I would almost say that there's moments where it's very atmospheric what the rhythm section is doing to complement the song.
Which is kind of an interesting juxtaposition to playing hard music.
Yeah, what the metal is now.
Right.
Because now they just don't play bass, they play guitar.
Right. Yeah. Right, absolutely. What is your creative process like when you guys sit down to write songs?
Right, well, we get around a large circle, we get a goat, get some dripping cups for blood,
and
candles.
A blood letter.
Conjure some spirits, a Ouija board, and then we all spit in the middle and get a stick.
Yeah,
and that's all I can say.
Everyone else come out with a riff, and then we try to, let's play this, let's jam on this, and see what happens.
I got you.
He's forgetting the conjuring of souls. But.
Yeah.
AP, how do you think that your style of bass has been influenced by growing up in Italy? Do you think that...
No.
You don't
no,
think
no.
that Italian, like the Italian music...
No,
Italian
because, I mean,
there is
in Italy, I mean, we are talking about rock, if you are talking about heavy music, there are lots of bands, but there is nothing that could have been that important for me, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, don't get me wrong, there are bands like Lacuna Coil that I really love, but those guys are my same age, so they might have been influenced from the same people have been influenced.
Right.
And those are all bands from US or maybe England. I mean, I grew up with Metallica, with Testament, with Iron Maiden, and those are the musicians I was looking like idols.
I got you. So you guys just played at the Orbit Room in Grand Rapids recently. Sold out house. Pretty wild.
Beautiful sea of human.
Right. I don't know if you were aware that the owner named Don Dorfshimmer, he just passed away right before you guys played that show.
Oh, wow.
You think there was a different vibe that night because of that at all?
I mean, I heard some of the staff there talking about that. You know, I don't know. I don't think any of us, you know, knew him.
I didn't know.
But I think that, you know, the staff there was, you know, like all the staffs of all the places we played on this run have been very cool, very hands-on, very helpful. You know, if anything, they're just, you know, doing him good by working hard.
Right, I got you.
Yeah.
So you've been touring with Five Finger Death Punch. What's it been like touring with them, and what have you learned from them on the road?
That is something to learn every day. Every day.
Absolutely.
I mean, we are the opening act. We have no right to complain to anything. Not because we have something to complain, because we really have nothing. That it has been a great tour until now. It is gonna be great until the end.
Right.
But you always have to learn from people that is already on a level that is way, 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 way beyond.
You'd have to cover your eyes and blot your ears to not learn.
Yeah,
I mean,
there is always something.
There's a lot going on, and everything's getting bigger and faster. It's a lot of learning by example.
Are you guys playing on that cruise that they're playing on at all?
No.
No.
Shipwreck? No.
All right. That's.
I would like
a wild
to,
time.
Yeah, I would like to.
There's a couple of at least one band from Michigan, our like local band named Wilson, is playing on that, and they're those guys are awesome guys. So what have been some of the more memorable moments on this tour?
I don't know. I don't have crazy stories. I like to go to bed early, but I can't. But I actually cannot because we have to do stuff every night. But no, man. Honestly, I don't know, Brian.
I mean,
Brian has more than me for sure.
We've got to, you know, become friends with the other guys in the other bands, and the crews are really great people to work with. And I think just the building friendships and relationships has been the coolest part of this tour.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, you know, it's like without saying the interaction with the fans every night and the overwhelming positive response we're getting from not, you know, a combination of the Five Finger fans, the Escape and this May I fans, and the people that, you know, that have been with us from the beginning that are coming to the shows. I mean, it's just a win-win-win situation, and we're incredibly grateful to.
Is this the largest tour you guys have been on so far?
Probably the biggest.
Yeah, by far.
So that's got to be kind of an eye-opening experience, right? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it's like everything gets bigger and faster,
right.
And
I mean,
more every time.
Everything is.
The tour before this was
way.
The biggest one we were on, and then so on and so on. So we're just working hard and
getting the groove.
Yeah.
So what does it mean to you guys to be playing in front of this Detroit crowd, one of the rockin'est cities in America, and also right across the street from Game 4, which I don't know if you guys are baseball fans. I'm a baseball fan. I think all of Detroit is a baseball fan around this time of year.
I mean, it's great architecture. I mean, we're just driving through, and like the history of this town's amazing. We stayed at a hotel across the street from Ford World Headquarters.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, this city is notorious for being super hardcore. I mean, Detroit Rock City, it's notorious. So we're going to come here with the full intention of throwing down. And
Have you played Detroit before?
Yes.
Yeah, last year.
Where'd you guys play at?
We played at, name the place with the big, Hoopers.
Stage.
Hoopers? What's the place with the big, tall stage?
Gigantic place, like.
St. Andy's?
No.
Harpo's. I have actually never
played
been to Harpo's.
Harpo's with Mushroom Head.
Gigantic.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
I think, there's a band that's coming up soon that I want to see there. Anyways, so what are the future plans for Gemini Syndrome? World domination. Take over everything. Just destroy it all.
Resistance is futile.
like a tank, man. Like, boom.
Get out of the way.
Yeah.
Hop on board or get crushed. Well, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate
your
time. Brian.
Thank you very much. Thank you, sir.
AP. This has been Nate from National Rock Review. Hanging out with Brian and AP. Gemini Syndrome. Say goodbye, guys.
Bye.
So long.